This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some state school board members worry that not reopening schools fully in the fall will hurt tens of thousands of children. Board member Steve Durham says it's a mistake not to offer 5 days of classroom instruction for families who want it.
And it's a serious mistake because it's going to burden all of society with a group of kids who are well behind in their educational framework for a very long period of time.
Some school districts are planning half remote, half in-person instruction to comply with public health orders. State energy regulators have adopted new rules that they say will protect groundwater better. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now require new wells to have even more metal casing and cement. Those are the ingredients that protect underground aquifers and groundwater from contamination. Regulators will now require operators to do more testing. All of the state's 52,000 wells will also now be pressure tested at least once per year to ensure they are not leaking. A wide group of stakeholders worked on the rules, including environmental groups and oil and gas companies. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
National Parks visitors spent more than $500 million in Colorado last year. Federal officials say visitor spending is up 60% since 2013. The parks provide more than 7,000 jobs in Colorado. 78 in Denver, 69 in Vail. It is 86 with lots of sunshine in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.